I think it's a great time to go to the movies.
Well, there's a lot of movies out there this time of year, historically so. They know with the kids being out of school, it's time to parade out the family blockbusters, isn't it?
It is time to parade the family blockbusters. And yeah, and time to really take the family to the movie. I think that's, you know, it's a really good thing. And I remember taking my kids to movies, and they're actually, Capital 8 is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They have different hours, but if you want to go to the movies after you've had Christmas dinner, you can head on over.
It's funny you mentioned that. I talked to a friend who's a retired career firefighter. He said, what are you doing? The kids all coming to town for Christmas? Oh, no. I work 30 years as a firefighter at the firehouse on Christmas, and now when I'm available, the kids aren't. So he said they and their buddies are going to the movies on Christmas Day.
Well, I think it's a great thing to do. I mean, get out to the movies. I mean, I really enjoyed this movie that I saw this week, which was Mary Poppins Returns.
Mary Poppins, the trailer looks cool.
It is. And I have to say, I was not completely on board with seeing this movie because I'm a big fan of the original. So those are pretty big shoes to fill.
Julie Andrews and all sorts of folks.
Yeah,
huh?
It really. And so I was a little skeptical. What are they going to do to this? How are they going to, you know, compare with that? Because you just can't. You can't compare to the original. It's just magical. It's, you know, timeless. It's just such an awesome film. So I was wondering, am I going to like this film, mm-hmm. or am I not? And I was pleasantly surprised. I was very excited to see a lot of people my age and older there with their kids and kind of trying to revisit this magic that Disney brings, because they really do. Disney really packages it up well. They've got a good formula. It goes. It works. They know exactly how to pull on our heartstrings. And Mary Poppins Returns really, really is a spoonful of delightful sugar.
Do they revisit a lot of the popular music from the original?
They do not revisit any of the music.
Interesting.
So we don't have any of these really catchy tunes that we had, like A Spoonful of Sugar, Let's Go Fly a Kite, Feed the Birds, none of those.
Super.
Califragilisticexpialidocious.
Thank you, ma'am. Can you spell that?
Yes. Can I phone a friend?
Is that your final answer, Mel?
Yes, final answer. I can Google it, though, right?
Okay, very good. Fair's fair.
So,
how do you Google it if you can't spell it?
I think if you put Super Cala, they're gonna cover the rest. So we don't have any of the original songs that were very catchy. I can sing almost any of them. Couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast, but I could sing the original
songs. There you go.
Songs
frontwards and backwards, right?
Right? Yeah. So we don't have that, but these songs are good. I imagine they'll catch on when people get the soundtracks or download them on iTunes or whatnot. Great dancing, a great musical film, which we don't really have a lot of anymore. I mean, some of them are coming back. We've had like The Greatest Showman. We've had a lot of really good things, but this is really exciting to sort of bring back this big musical with lots of numbers and colorful. It has, it really tips its hat to the original movie that we've got the cartoons. So we've got the animation that we had. Remember, there was the dancing penguins. So we've got that.
Yeah.
So you've got things that are definitely tipping its hat towards the original, but it's not bringing in the original. Like we're not remaking Mary Poppins.
Well, you know, stop and think about it. Mary Poppins was from the 60s, and we've got a couple generations removed from that movie now, and the little guys presumably think the same way about the new one as we did about the old one.
Yeah, that's the hope. I think that's the plan. So the movie basically opens up with it's the young Banks children have now grown up.
Okay.
So Michael and Jane are living on Cherry Tree Lane in the same house. And Michael Banks has three children, and his wife is recently deceased. So the children are without a mother. And so in comes Mary Poppins to save the day. And she, you know, comes in on her umbrella.
There she goes, floating right into the neighborhood.
Right? We all need an umbrella to float in on. And helps out when the family's in need. Michael Banks is taken out alone, and he's kind of a little scatterbrained since his wife has passed and doesn't pay back the loan on time. And the house is about to be repossessed, and they have 5 days to come up with the money. So it's a little tense time and sad for the Banks family, but Mary Poppins is there to help out. So, and sing a few songs, right?
Imagine that.
Right. So Emily Blunt plays Mary Poppins, and I'm telling you, she is spectacular. She is just phenomenal. She does an amazing job. And those are big shoes to fill. I don't know that I want to be following Julie Andrews in anything.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? But she is...
kind of like remaking Sound of Music or something.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, and they've tried to do it. And yeah, but it doesn't...
Several times.
And it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't ever quite add up to the original. And that's what's good about Mary Poppins Returns is you're taking the character Mary Poppins and you're not telling the same story, you're telling a new story. So Mary Poppins
with different music.
With different music, right. That's not quite as catchy as the original. But then Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton fame plays Jack the Lamplighter. So instead of a chimney sweep, now we have a lamplighter.
Okay.
So, and they do all the dances and they have bikes and all kinds of acrobatics and swinging off the lamppost. So where we had these big, you know, musical dance numbers, they still have those. It's just a little different... just a little different feel. They've just tweaked it a little to make it their own.
Why not? So the movie is the brand new Mary Poppins Returns, Mel at the Movies. What are we going to rate this one?
Oh, you know I'm going 5 Melvies on this one.
Ooh, 5 Melvies.
I am. It's a great movie, and it really, I think it really warms the heartstrings. It just made me feel like how I used to feel when I was a little girl watching those movies. And
what's worth the price of admission right there, Mel at the Movies? All right.
Fun.
Mary Poppins, the new one. Mary Poppins Returns, KWS Movie Trivia Quiz. If you would like to play, 556-6397 our number. And you could potentially win a $24.99 value, oil change from Frosty's Auto Clinic, and the always coveted case of autographed Echo Water, no less at the holidays. Going with the A-Team, autographed by Colonel Echo, Joel Metzner himself this week. KWS Movie Trivia Quiz, 556-6397. KWS, I think we have a potential contestant. Who is this?
This is Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, are you a big Mary Poppins fan?
No.
Okay. We appreciate the truth in advertising this morning, sir. But I bet you are familiar with Mary Poppins, correct?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Okay. We're gonna quiz you on Mary Poppins, the original movie. The other big star, of course, was Dick Van Dyke. Was he in the original movie a carriage driver, B, a chimney sweep, or C, a marine like
Hal Dooley?
I'm gonna take a shot and say B.
Ladies and gentlemen, the smartest listeners in all of Mid-Missouri, correct you are, Jeff. Dick Van Dyke was a chimney sweep, and you scored the $24.99 value oil change of Frosty's Auto Clinic and a case of autographed Echo Water from Colonel Joel Metzner, Colonel Echo himself. Good job, sir. Jeff, have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You do the same.
Very good. How about that, Mel at the Movies?
Yeah.
Smartest listeners in all of Mid-Missouri.
I know you should have asked him to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And we should have. Jeff, are you still there? Oh, darn. He got away. Maybe we can ask him when he comes by to pick up his prize.
Maybe we can ask Hal. Hal probably knows how to spell it.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
Hal was a lobbyist. And if he does not know how to spell it, he will insist he does know how to spell
it. Of course.
So what else is at the show? Did any of the other trailers catch your eye?
Well, The Mule is playing with Clint Eastwood.
That looks cool.
Mm-hmm. There's another movie, I think it's called Ben is Back with Julia Roberts. Her son is a drug addict, and he's been in treatment and decides to surprise the family at Christmas and come home, and I'm not so sure it goes that well.
And this week, the movie Aladdin, they announced the new genie. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
You didn't see who's going to be the genie?
I didn't.
Do you want me to spoil it for you?
I think you're going to have to spoil it for
all of us. Spoiler alert.
Will Smith.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. He'll be a good one.
They were going to get Hal Dooley, but he was busy that weekend when they were shooting it.
He was busy Googling supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All righty, Mel at the Movies, being harassed by the aforementioned Mr. Dooley as well this morning. Well, have a great holiday.
Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, although I'll be back here before the New Year, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you will.
Awesome. You guys have a great holiday weekend.
Well, thank you, Mel.
Yes.
Oh, no, Mel and Hal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cue the band.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down.